Some 700 organizations worldwide were surveyed for this. 84% of business leaders agreed that innovation is more a critical factor than it was 5 years ago. Now, okay, 5 years ago, that was not the life and death matter. And now, it has become life and death matter. However, only 25% of these business leaders were pleased with their current performance. We talk and talk and talk about innovation, but what is actually happening is 75% of the people are not able to implement it properly. This is a fact. Only 25%, okay, they are somehow doing something, but not very, very satisfactory also. And that is the crying need of today, innovation. We cannot continue like this. And one more reason why innovation has become a life and death matter is change. Once upon a time, when we were just beginners in our career, in business you could experience a change and then return to a period of relative stability after that. Change was not a factor where we were becoming afraid of that. Change was happening. Okay, changes were happening. But after that change, we were coming to the relative stability. That era was followed by one in which, as soon as you handle one change, get ready for another change. Change, again change, one after the another. And now, the changes are occurring rapid fire. Rapid fire, one after the another, one after the another. And one on top of another, there is no rest, there is not getting ready. In the heat of this chaos, it's hard for people to maintain perspective. It's a fact. It is not easy to maintain the perspective. What happened to the Zündapp models? They never held the fascination of a BMW or Harley Davidson, but their mopeds were inexpensive. Their mopeds were robust. Their advertisements promised that motorcycle for every person, everyone. Like today we say, nano, the car for everyone. Like that, we were saying motorcycles for every man. In 1977, the company employed a workforce of 1,900 and produced 1,15,000 vehicles. And motor-assisted bicycles. What happened? However, the management of the company failed to recognize the changes which were happening outside. Please note this. If you fail to recognize the changes, you are gone. You must scan the environment and find out what is going on there. Zündapp failed in that. Rapidly increasing insurance premiums, changes in legislation, making it compulsory for drivers of mopeds to take a driving test. And now people said, sorry, we don't want Zündapp motorcycle because it was becoming not very viable. In addition, competition from cheaper Japanese manufacturers made life no easier for Zündapp either. What was the result? Zündapp was forced into liquidation. Why? Because they failed to notice the changes which were happening outside. Innovation is a must for this. Changes, rapid fire changes are happening. And if you don't innovate, mind you, if you don't innovate, you are gone. I call it as a disease, like that Parkinson, you know. I call it as a disease called Thomas Lawson syndrome. What is Thomas Lawson syndrome? It strikes whenever managers have become so accustomed to dealing with existing products, they are very, very, very happy, complacent. They don't want to do anything more now. They are very happy with whatever is going on. Stomach is full. No hunger, no appetite, no hunger. We are happy, going on. This will continue for another 40 years, no problem. I can sit down and enjoy. That is called as Thomas Lawson syndrome. It strikes whenever managers have become so accustomed to dealing with existing products and processes that they are complacent, literally blind to new ideas, don't want to innovate, don't want to break the status quo. They want to enjoy life. One day, what will happen? Their condition will become same as that Sundop. But they don't want to understand that. Thomas Lawson syndrome. It is the task of top management to think differently, to embody a readiness, to embrace change and have dynamism. In all fairness, it has to be admitted that this is not exactly easy. Okay, I am talking. I know that it is not easy. And the reason that it is so difficult is that the path to change is paved with the objections of the skeptics. Everywhere I see, and I have worked for 35 years in this industry, there are a lot of skeptics. They say, oh, change, oh, new design. No, it will not work. No, last 35 years I am working here. We never did like this. No, we don't want to change. We were creating a document called QoS, Quality Operating System. I wanted to make some dramatic changes in that to have a better graphical information. My boss said, no. Last 25 years, this QoS is going on. It must continue the same way. Everybody is afraid to do anything new. They said, new design? Oh, new. Because our boss may not agree. He may become very, very angry. So don't do it. Skeptics. Everywhere you see, there are skeptics. And so, the whole thing has become very difficult. Because if some new boy comes and wants to innovate, his boss will say, don't do it. No. Our boss will become very angry. No, this will not work. Baba, I am here for last 35 years. It never worked. Now also it will not work. Like that, his ideas will be killed. Skeptics. The defenders of the status quo. Let it continue like this, yar. They don't want to change. They will doubtless think that it is not possible or necessary to implement your idea. Not required, yar. Don't change it. I will tell you. I have spent 35 years to create this year and you have come yesterday and you want to change it. What was the reason? I have slogged for 35 years to create this and you want to change it. Don't do it. After all, they are the people who have established the status quo. Slogging for 35 years. And now they are under attack from you. Fellow, you have joined yesterday. And you are challenging whatever work I have done for 35 years? Oh, no. Don't do it. And so, if you want to bring about a revolution, you must steadfastly ignore these arguments. You must ignore these people. And push your idea ahead. Very difficult. I know this. Because I also have experience. Innovation is not very, very easy. Because there will be lot of resistance from the status quo people, from the skeptics people. There will be resistance, I will tell you this. But still, mind you, innovation is must. Every manager has to change. As I earlier said, it is the task of top management to think differently, to embody a readiness, to embrace a change and dynamism. Every word I am emphasizing upon the importance of that word. Think differently, has to think differently. Innovation is an essential ingredient for today's social and economic growth. It improves our quality of life, as you have seen in case of incandescent bulb to LED bulb. It raises our standard of living, as you must have seen. Earlier we were having Fiats and Maruti 800s, and today we are having better vehicles. Earlier we were having cathode ray TVs, and today we have LCD TVs. Earlier we were having window ACs, now we have split ACs. Our life has become better. Our standard of living has gone up. It has enabled our organizations to grow and prosper. Innovation has given already all these things to us. Innovation is an essential ingredient of life. We need to have every employee in every area of organization, very, very important. It is not only so-called R&D people. It is not only so-called engineering people. It is not only so-called supervisory staff. Everyone, right from sweeper, right from the clerk, right from the person who is sitting outside the cabin of the boss, that peon, everyone has to innovate. We need to have every employee in the organization, every area, to be on the lookout for innovative ideas. You will laugh at me if I say that sweeper has to tell, "Sir, I have an innovative idea of cleaning the floor. It will save us money. Instead of phenyl, why not we go for Harpic? Why should we not sweep in the way which is mechanized?" He is thinking. Everyone in the organization is thinking. Because every human being has got brain. So, we in the top management must make everyone to think innovatively. Everyone, I am making it underline. We need to have every employee in the organization, every area of the organization, to be on the lookout for innovative ideas. Then this culture will be developed. Then the skeptics will not block your way. Then this status quo will be broken and a stream of new ideas will be implemented. We need an innovation roadmap and detailed action plans in order to help our teams and organization to support innovation on a continuous basis. Innovation is not once in a year. Innovation is not a matter of some yearly seminar or some yearly exhibition, or some yearly, award-giving ceremony. It is a continuous matter, day-to-day matter. It is day-in and day-out matter. Making it very clear in the first chapter itself, need for innovation is for a continuous innovation every day. Innovation is not a flash of genius. Archimedes, it is not only Archimedes. I said, even a clerk can innovate. It is not only Sir Isaac Newton. It is everybody. Innovation is not just a new technology. It can happen in the existing technology also. It is not just new product. It can happen in existing product also. It is not just a new process. It can happen in the existing process also. Innovation is not sector specific. It can happen in every sector. Not only engineering sector, it can also be in IT sector. Why? It can be also in a school. It can also be in a college. Everywhere. It can also have in roots in laboratory, in the research institute, everywhere. Everywhere, mind you, innovation is not just for the R&D department. Earlier we had R&D department. Okay, let them do whatever they want. But innovation is not only R&D. Innovation is everyone. A school teacher can innovate. A student can innovate. A principal of the college can innovate. A clerk in the college can innovate. Everybody can innovate. As a top management, we must support this culture. Innovation culture. We must support this culture. If somebody is trying to innovate, maybe he will fail in his. That failure also must be avoided. You will laugh at me now. But I am telling you that if somebody wants to innovate and he fails, he falls on his face, I as a top management man will go to him, I will support him and I will say, good job, man, I am going to award you now. Because you have failed while innovating. You have failed while innovating. I recognize that in innovation, it is possible that you may fail. Like the small child in my house trying to walk and it fell down. I don't beat him. I don't become angry with him. I said, good job, you have put your first foot ahead. Like that, if somebody is trying to innovate, support him, don't become angry with him that he has failed, because many ideas are likely to fail. But then innovation comes from that only. Innovation is not just for the R&D, innovation is for everyone. Innovation is not isolated to special teams. Quality circles or some teams. No, an individual can also innovate. Or somebody who is not part of the team can also innovate. And top management has to support that boy or girl who is trying to innovate. Because it is not isolated to only special teams, it is for everyone. A completely new thing I am telling, it is for everyone to think. Everyone from right from sweeper, right from a clerk, right up to the director, everyone has to innovate. Innovation is not a creative playroom. Innovation is not a one-off event, once in a year, once in a month, sometimes. Once in a blue moon. No, it is every day. Innovation is not just creativity training. It is not a training that the training is over and innovation is over. No, innovation is not just applicable to new products. It is applicable for every product, existing product. It is hard work to move people away from their sacred traditions and their tendency to conform to industry norms. Very hard work. People are accustomed to their own status quo so much so that they are not in a position to listen to us about innovation. Hard work to move people away from that. It is hard work to get people to admit that what they are doing today might not work anymore, Baba. Okay, today your product is selling. Tomorrow it is not going to sell. That Sundap motorcycles, that cathode ray tube TV, that desktop computer. Nobody wants it. Earlier, it was hotcake. Today, nobody wants. People must understand this. It is hard work to get people to admit that what they are doing today may not work tomorrow, may not sell tomorrow. Your product is not required tomorrow. Understand this. It is hard work to get people to drop their emotional attachment to the way they did the things around there. I was working in a company where people, very, very old people, 35 years they were working there. And I was new in that company, newly joined. And they were telling, Baba, what are you telling? We have been working like this for 35 years. Who will tell them that 35 years you are doing all wrongly? Or do it correctly today at least. It is hard work to stay the course and confront the natural tendency to return to their old and comfortable way of doing this. The mind is like a parachute. If it is open, then only it will work. Suppose I jump out of the aircraft and that parachute doesn't open, I am gone. It doesn't work unless it is open. The mind is like a parachute. It functions only when it is open. One of the most important elements is that organizational climate that is conducive to the free flow of ideas. If anybody wants to innovate, if people want to innovate, I must create a climate where I say, very good. You have done a very good job. If he fails, I should say, very good, you have failed by doing innovation. Doesn't matter. If you fail, it is okay for me. If you fail while doing innovation, it is okay for me. Organizational climate that everybody wants to innovate so that the new ideas are coming. Free flow of ideas. Several human tendencies affect the creation, development and implementation of the idea. The environment under which people can work can act as stimulant to bring out their innovativeness. Inhibitions, misconceptions act as roadblocks. So many roadblocks are there. So many skeptics are there. So many no people are there. They say no. That abominable no man is there. He says no. He says no to everything. When people do not worry about making mistakes, even the timid and reticent may come up with some good ideas. Suppose I allow them to make mistakes. Do it. Make mistakes. Then even the reticent and timid people also will say, sir, why not this way, sir? Why not use this way, sir? Why not use this method, sir? Like that. Because they are not afraid anymore. Then they are not afraid that somebody will laugh at them. They are not afraid that somebody will criticize them. They are free. They are motivated. They are happy because boss is supporting them. Their brain is able to produce new ideas. And the boss is accepting those ideas. He is giving resources for them to implement those ideas. That is the climate, organizational climate. We must create that organizational climate. Aimless and undirected activity does not bring about innovation. Endeavors must be planned and organized. Motivation is required. Suppose somebody innovates, I must give them some benefit. It can be 1,000 rupees cash, or it can be just a small gift, a package of sweets, or just some good words. Thank you. Say, very good, nice, awesome, amazing. What goes? Use these words. Say that you are an asset to my organization. Say it. What goes? People will go great lengths to solve the problems, but only if they know that their efforts will be recognized and rewarded. If they know that, I am going to get reward for my efforts. In the good words, in appreciative words are okay. When I was working in Bosch, I was not needing any more money. I just needed a recognition. I just needed that my German boss says, good job you have done. Thank you. When my boss said, very good job you have done, thank you. It was the motivation for me. I did not need any more any money. I just wanted some good words from my bosses. That's all. Are you crazy enough to dare to try something new? It is a madness to keep on following the same old routines yet expect to achieve different results. Same old thing which is being done by some old people for last 35 years, I come and continue the same thing is foolish. Dare to be different. Don't be afraid. In the spirit of famous innovator Walt Disney, what he used to say, dream, let us dream. Let us believe in our capacity, our capability. Dream, believe, dare and do. And you know what Walt Disney has done? Everybody knows. And what he used to say, dream, believe, dare and do. Thank you.